Hey guys, and welcome to the final ASAP of 2021. I am here with my friend Paige.
Hey.
And man, what a fun and festive night we had. Good meal.
Yeah, that mac and cheese. Wow. Yeah. So cheesy.
Are you a seasoned mac and cheese person, or are you just a regular mac and cheese person?
You know, I don't discriminate against different mac and cheeses.
You're an equal opportunity
mac
and cheese consumer.
Yes, exactly. I will eat any and all mac and cheese that's put in front of me, but tonight I did choose the seasoned mac and cheese over the plain mac and cheese, and it did not disappoint, so I was happy with my choice.
As did I. Just so you know, if you ever need some in-depth mac and cheese analysis, you can come to the ASAP. Let's see, what else did we have tonight? We had some wonderful worship. Enjoyed that.
Started out light and then had some more, you know, serious ones.
Yep.
Lydia, of course, killed it.
As always.
Yes, as always.
Lit some candles and then took a hard left turn into spring breaks.
You know, everyone's sitting on the floor and then we're just like, woo, get excited about spring break.
Hopefully you are, but
I totally am.
A little bit of an unexpected turn. Anyways, so Brian gave us the message. Only the second time we've heard from Brian this semester. He hit us with the bookends, the first and the last.
And Alpha and Omega.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was some good stuff. Talked, you know, a little Charlie Brown reference in there.
Classic.
So
energy.
What stuck out to you? Oh, I didn't even talk about Oswald Chambers. I mean, you can't have a Christmas synergy without a little reading from My Utmost for His Highest.
I have that last segment memorized when he lifts his hands. He goes, "Hear this, CSF.
Yeah.
Let the past rest." And then he goes into, "And as you go into the valley of the shadow of finals week," and then he pauses for effect for everyone to laugh. And usually everyone does laugh who haven't heard it before. And it's just, I just say it with him every time and I get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Yeah. So this is, we're breaking down the fourth wall. If you're new to this thing, that this is what happens every single time. I don't know if that's like the hidden secret that we're actually not allowed to reveal.
Oops. But if you're listening to the ASAP,
you deserve to know.
You get to have that knowledge.
There you go. Cool. So what stuck out to you from what Brian had to share tonight?
The only thing I can really think of, or not the only thing, but I was thinking about when Linus drops his baby blanket.
Which I had never noticed that.
No. I mean, I'm not a every year Charlie Brown watcher.
Neither am I.
Yeah. But I have seen that clip numerous times. I mean, I think we've also shown that clip at several Christmas synergies, and I've never noticed that either. When he drops the baby blanket, right when he says, "Fear not, for the Lord is coming," or whatever the line is he says after that.
Yeah, you got it.
From the Christmas story. But I thought it was funny because I too have slept with a baby blanket my entire life.
Like, and to this day.
Wow. To this day. Her name is Night Night.
Wow. It's all good. I'll join you in this. I mean, I don't still have one, but I definitely had a blankie. I mean, I think that, you know, I think that's safe. I think most of us probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
or
I am,
do.
Right. I am 24. Today's actually my half birthday. So
happy half birthday. Are you a half birthday person?
No, but I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm 24 and a half today.
This was all for you. Still all asleep. The meal and the
cookies afterwards. I feel so celebrated.
Yeah.
So thank you everyone for coming to my birthday party. But yeah, the baby blanket thing, but also the meaning behind it of like, I don't need the security of this world.
Yeah.
I'm clinging on to Jesus. I didn't know Charlie Brown got that deep.
Neither did I. And it made me think, I was like, is that intentional? I mean, intentional or not, it is a pretty cool thing to think about for our purposes. And even just like tangibly, like, what are the things that you're holding on to? What are the fears you're holding on to that you can kind of, you know, what are the things that you're looking for to give you comfort that you can let go of, because you know that Jesus is coming. I also appreciated how he just like zoomed out on like,
yeah, that's what I was going
to, I think it's like a hot take to even, you know, use the, not a hot take, but like, it's just like probably unconventional for someone to even use the John account, like the, you know, to use John 1.
It's not the traditional. Right. And it's not even the one that Linus uses in Charlie Brown.
No, but it is helpful because I think that for those of us who have heard the Christmas story over and over again and kind of zone out, I think it like makes you perk up a little more of like, oh, this is something different. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's just like these truths, I think, within like the Christian faith that we're just like so prone to forget. And I think one of those is just that like Jesus was there in the beginning and how just mind boggling it is that the God of our universe, you know, who, like, as Brian said, can hold the entire universe in like the breadth of his hand. I just did a visual like finger to thumb, which isn't helpful at all in this form of, anyways.
It's like a finger gun though for you listeners.
Right. Just that God decided to come and be with us is just mind boggling. I think that you kind of have to at least try. I mean, and Brian said it's hard to reference, you know, just to wrap your brain around it, but to at least try, you know, to understand just the significance that like God came to earth. Like, I don't think that's kind of even difficult to process.
I loved his calling out of like the TikTok theology though. That was, I mean, you could hear a pin drop in that room.
You can tell he has a teenager in his house.
Yeah. An up and coming teenager. But, for anyone maybe that wasn't there, that's listening or wants a refresher, Brian was talking about how like there's a actual proof of the book of John being like thousands and thousands of years old. Like they found like a very early manuscript of an exact verse. That's exactly what we have in our Bibles today.
Yeah.
That was on some parchment that they found. I'm forgetting the exact details, but basically he was saying like, you know, there's lots of reasons to not believe in God, not to believe in the Bible. But if one of the reasons that you're getting is the TikTok theology that the Bible isn't, has been changed over time, or like people can add and take away from it, whatever they want. He was like, that's not really a solid argument. Like you can just pretty much throw that one out the window. Cause there is actual evidence that this book is thousands and thousands of years old and hasn't been changed. Like we have the very same words in our own Bible today from John.
Yeah.
And so then that's when he went into kind of the, let's take a step back. And the beginning of John is just as much about Christmas as the story in Luke with the shepherds and the manger. In the beginning, God, the Word was God, is just as much the Christmas story, you know?
Yeah. And I think it even, in some ways, like keeps us a little further from maybe like the commercialized Christmas and to just think that we're celebrating a holiday that was invented by Hallmark, you know, I think that's really easy to fall into. I think it's important to realize that we're celebrating something that, you know, Christians have celebrated from hundreds of years, which is just like the coming of Christ. I was even talking earlier today to some other staff members about how like one of the biggest things for me in 2021 has just been this idea of like cultivating presence with God, and just understanding like how to be more present to him and understanding like he wants to meet me in every moment. And I think that's like one of the defining things of the Christmas narrative is that God demonstrates above all else that his desire is to be present with us in coming, you know. I love the word of like Emmanuel, God with us. It's used so often in, you know, Christmas songs. And I feel like it's a word that we don't hear, you know, or a name for God that we don't hear a lot throughout the rest of the year. But I just love that idea of like, God wants to be with you. He wants to know you. I think that's, if that's like one of the things that you can take away from the Christmas season and not get lost in all the other, you know, things that grab for our attention this time of year. Which is crazy that like, it's about God coming to be present with us in a time where I think we're pulled in so many different directions and it can be really difficult to be present.
Yeah. Cause it's like, start this New Year's resolution, like go into the holidays and face all of your family drama. Like there's literally a million things that you could think about during the holidays, but in even like in culture, like, what am I going to put on my Christmas list? Like my grandparents are asking or like all this stuff. And I feel like
like, what do I need? What am I lacking?
Yeah. And I feel like even recently getting older, you know, today's my happy birthday.
Paige is becoming an adult.
I just have realized like what I don't even know what to ask for. And not that I have everything by any means, but like, I just don't, you know, it's not like when you're a kid and you're like, oh, I want this toy or whatever. Right. But I think that's given me space to really think about what I value and how, like, having Jesus really has been enough in Christmases of late. Like, going into the Christmas season and truly wanting to focus on the greatest gift of, like, of salvation, which I feel like we've talked about that multiple times this past week around CSF, of just like the greatest gift being salvation. And it's just made me like not even want to ask for anything, because I'm like, I've already been given it all, which sounds cheesy, but like it really is true. And if we allow ourselves to sit in that, I don't know, just makes materialism and like what Christmas has become almost like offensive, because you're like, ugh, people just don't see.
Yeah, I think it's such a, like, even like a countercultural, you know, calling that we have going into Christmas, of even being able to say that, like, I don't know, like, if we can somehow even like bring ourselves back and bring, you know, our families back to just, you know, taking a moment. And like, I don't know, my family always like reads the Christmas narrative, which is kind of cheesy, but I think that, like, finding little practices even to bring it back to, like, you know, the reason for the season, right?
Yeah.
But all you really need is just Jesus and a good blanket, right? Is that the takeaway?
Amen. I'm going to be going to sleep tonight with my blankie, thanking Jesus for my salvation.
There you go. That's all you need. So what would you say as we kind of send students off into break, into a time where, you know, they don't get to see us every single week, what they could take maybe for what Brian had to share, just in general, maybe what would be a practical challenge for you, as students go home?
I feel like maybe like in the chaos and even like getting caught up in like catching up with old friends when you're going home, or feeling the pressure to spend a lot of time with family, like finding that time, maybe it's like 30 minutes a day that you sneak away into your room and like just really center yourself around the reality of what it meant for God to humble himself and come in human form, like as a baby.
Yeah.
And what that then meant for us for the rest of eternity. Like, I don't know, just really sitting with that, the idea that Jesus actually came and stepped into our mess and took it all on. I don't know.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest barriers, like, to even desiring to like spend time with God is we kind of have a view of him as like, you know, looking down upon us because we haven't spent time with him in a while. And I think that if the Christmas season and the understanding, like from what Brian had to say, that like God wants to come and be present with us, that he came in human form, if that can like, because really I think that's what's supposed to draw us into desiring God. And that's what's supposed to lead us into prayer and lead us into scripture, is like that understanding that like God desires us, like our, and I think that we're right to understand that, you know, I think part of what is helpful about Brian even zooming out is like, you know, understanding that like the same Jesus that comes is the same person that created us. And he desires, for us to be the people that he created us to be. And so just allow, whether it's, you know, a verse or it's a song or just like, I don't know, if you can find that thing that helps you to understand that like God desires to be with you and just sit in that, and let that lead you to, spend more time with him, like not doing it out of a, oh, I've got to try so hard, but like doing it out of a, like, man, like God wants to be with me.
Yeah.
And you can rest in that because he came, you know, from being the God of the whole universe, to being a vulnerable baby. I think that also leads us to, you know, you can be vulnerable before, you know, before the Lord, because, you know, he too was vulnerable at one point.
Yeah. And I think even like that striving takes away what he came to do. Like when we try to perform for the Lord, it's like we're saying like your blood wasn't enough to like wash me clean. Like, yeah. So I got to make myself perfect, or like, I got to do the right thing in order to please you, when he's like, I already did everything necessary to make myself delighted in you. Like, my blood covers all of that. Like, I just want to be with you, period. Yeah. There's this album that came out recently by Upper Room called Love Note. That's the album name, but it's also a song on the album.
Okay.
And the song is so beautiful, and it just is basically like the love note from Jesus to us.
Oh, that's cool.
And it just talks about wanting to sit with us and wanting to, he's like, one line in it is like, here's my love note. Like, can you hear it?
Yeah.
And it, then just all these verses about like how he speaks over us and wants to sit with us. So go give it a listen. But just that line of like, here's my love note, can you hear it? Mm-hmm. Like, how are we putting ourselves before God to be able to even hear the love note,
yeah,
that he is writing to each of us personally and like entirely to all of creation? And like the most prominent love note was Jesus in the form of a baby.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Like, he wants to speak, but like, do we have ears to, mm-hmm, ears to hear?
So that's my challenge, I think, going into Christmas break, 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Sit before the Lord.
And like, I think too, it's like supposed to be a restful season.
Yeah.
And I think that we can go looking for rest in all the wrong places. So if you truly, yeah, want to find rest and truly want to feel like, you know, rejuvenated coming into the spring semester, I think that, you know, spending time with the one who can only, you know, truly give rest, yes, I think is a good plan of action.
Absolutely. And so, if your family's crazy, go for a drive.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't, that's find good, peace, yeah, in your house,
get out of the house.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
30 minutes. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Paige, thanks for hopping on with me. Thanks to all our wonderful guests over the course of the semester, and for all of you for listening with us. We'll be back in the spring, and hope you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
See you next year.